Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very grateful that you've returned for segment four of program eight of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, the host of this program called The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. And I just read a pretend speech, but pretty accurate for most of them, that she delivers of, well, let's call her by real name, Kamala Harris. I call her Kalimala Harris, inserting the name of the evil female deity Kali of the Hindu persuasion, because I think she is, anyway. She's what we elected, and that was what I was saying when we ended. We are, if we believe our elections are accurate, then America is an apostate nation, to put something like a Joe Biden and a Kalimala Harris in charge of our country. Do you remember that that the backbone of Christianity, according to one of the great men of our culture, I believe, is Gregory the Great, and Thomas Aquinas and some others, but they defined the seven heavenly virtues that were ascribed to by our forefathers and are at the basis of American law and the basis of our foreign and military planning, and really has been the underpinning that has made our nation both great and compassionate. Those seven heavenly virtues are humility, charity, chastity, gratitude, temperance, patience, and deliverance. And if you want to know if any group is really good or bad by their fruit, just ask what you see them doing, how it compares to those seven, well, necessary virtues of culture that we are just, we've thrown them in the garbage can. And the two people that I've just mentioned have led us in doing that. We must really understand in America that if we don't go back to what used to be, we're going to have a mess. And in some studies that I've done over a period now of over 40 years, I've come to an understanding of what is behind the decay of all cultures. The best example I could give you would be Arnold Toynbee, in his historical series, that shows, and put on your seatbelts, here's where I begin to get in a lot of trouble, but it is the truth, based in my opinion, based on those three parameters I said of a knowledge of Scripture, pretty good library, and some pretty good international experiences. We have a history of mankind that, according to Toynbee and Sorokin and Spengler, has never been different. It goes from a highly masculine, I see it, I want it, therefore I take it, beginning, driven by testosterone, and bad things have happened, hadn't always been good. Okay, I see it, I'm going to take it. And then the second phase is the civilization phase. That first phase establishes a culture, borders, language, and culture. And the second is the civilization phase, in which things become massive, information abounds, there's great bureaucratic systems that develop. But the biggest and most interesting thing is that in a gender-polarized initial culture phase, when men are men and women are women, and each have very defined specific roles, in the second one they begin to blend together, and women take on a greater role in the direction of culture. And we've celebrated that in America, and that began being celebrated in the 19th century. But in reality, that is not what the God of the Bible teaches, nor has it been what has led to the success of a nation. Because there are eight basic doctrines that I've talked about in the past. I'm not going to go through them again now, but there is number five and number six. It's the role of man and the role of women. And no matter how the feminists want to decry it and call me and anyone else that pushes it sexist and Neanderthal and all the other stuff, the reality is history tells us it works. There's a very specific civilizing role that women have in a culture, but also because of the innate managed risk-taking of males, a culture pushes itself forward and does a good job. But the problem in the civilization phase is men become more like women, women become like men. You have an androgynous culture, and the moral basis and families begin to decline so that you enter the third phase, the Caesar phase, which is like we live right now. Great anxiety over what the future holds and a desire to find somebody that can lead us out. Hence, a Caesar steps forward and says, I will lead you out if you'll just give me your allegiance. Well, in some respects, exactly like Donald Trump is doing. I'm not calling him the Caesar that leads us into decay, and I wouldn't because that's not the case, but is an example. The people want a strong, dynamic, masculine leader to pull them out. Right now, we're still thinking that there's some female leaders that can take us out, and maybe our next president's going to be not elected president, but appointed president, which will probably be Michelle Obama. Where we are is, and this is the bottom line statement, is where every culture is when it dies. We are now a fully feminized culture, and no one has ever recovered from that. In the next segment, I'm going to tell you about a videotape I watched called Lions and Hyenas, Eternal Enemies, put out by National Geographic, and is probably the single greatest, most influential documentary I've ever seen. But it is a picture, as is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, of the circumstances we're in as a nation. So if you will come back for the fifth and final segment of Program 8, we're going to talk about the battle of lions and hyenas to set us up for Program 9 that will follow. God bless you.